Welcome to Talking Sense. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on Talking Sense.
If you've ever gotten your car stuck, you know the more you spin your wheels, the deeper the ruts around your tires become. You can't go forward, you can't go backward, you're just stuck. But when you're financially stuck, how do you stop creating deeper ruts and get free? That's our focus today.
I bet that nobody wakes up in the morning and joyfully proclaims, "Today I will make bad decisions that I will regret tomorrow."
But we all kind of do it sometimes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we definitely all do it. That's the crazy paradox there. But many find ourselves stuck in financial ruts or bad habits and struggle to find freedom from them. That's why we wanted to take some time today and talk through the action steps you can take to get unstuck.
I think it's easy to get into a rut. Any of us can do it, whether it's financially, emotionally, in our jobs. Ruts are easy to get into. And so we're going to talk about finding freedom from those financial ruts. And we might touch on a few things that also help you just through your other ruts as well. But the first thing you've got to do before you can make any progress is just accept that you're in a rut. Just acknowledge it. Because you can't make changes until you first recognize and accept that you need them, right? Yeah.
And I would kind of compare that to if you're lost, right? Then the easiest thing or the best way to find your way back is to know where you are to begin with, right? So if you reach out for help, you acknowledge that you're lost, and that way somebody can tell you, okay, this is where you are, and if that's where you want to go, then this is the direction that you need to take.
And this isn't about shame, because let's be real, you can't change your past. It's about acceptance. Shame kills progress, and it takes your power. But acknowledging that you need to change is empowering, because it also acknowledges that you can change, which is the first step there. Again, you've got to acknowledge it so you can accept that you can. So take some time to assess what has brought you to this point. Think small, because most of the time it's the little things that add up. Are there areas of your finances about which you need education? Because it may be that you just don't know what to do.
Right.
It's not necessarily that you purposefully made poor choices.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing for most people, right? We don't grow up with financial educations that then allow us to know what kind of what the clear cut decision is, what the next best step is. You know, we all just kind of learn from our parents, learn from, you know, people that we see, learn from media. And all of a sudden we just make ourselves making these decisions and that build up to habits.
Yes. So you've got to acknowledge and accept that you're in a rut. And the next thing you've got to do is get your head right. Henry Ford was quoted saying, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. What you feed in your mind grows." If you're telling yourself, "I can't win," or "I'm just bad with money," you've already lost the battle. So you got to get your head straight first. And, you know, for me, one of the things that parallels that I draw is there are a couple of times in my life where I can say it was my mindset that really made the big difference there. There was a time for several years where I ate super clean, and it wasn't like I told myself, "I can't have this, I can't have that." That's not the mindset I went into it with. It was I decided food is fuel and I'm going to treat it as such. So I'm just not someone who's going to eat cake all day long every day. That's just not something I'm going to do. And the other would be when I was getting licensed, I just had to commit that I was going to pass this test and that whatever action it took, it was going to happen. It's about mindset. If you tell yourself, "I'm just not someone who overspends," and you constantly feed that, that mentality will grow in you and it will help you see things differently. You know, if I'm just someone who, I have a budget, that is part of who I am.
Right.
That is different than saying, "Oh, I've got a budget. I've got to follow my budget."
Yes.
It's the mindset that truly matters there.
Yeah. And you know, I think that a lot of times we talk about getting your mind right on our show. And one of the biggest reasons for that is that a lot of it is mental, and we have we have to get to that point where we're willing to make a change.
Yes. And a lot of that is what we consume. So if you're someone who is struggling financially, making sure that you have solid education being poured into you throughout the day. This podcast is a great resource for that. There are other podcasts out there. The Get Ready for the Future show is a great one to grow your education, but keeping it in the forefront will help you stay focused on meeting your goals as well. It's just like farming. What you plant determines what will grow. And if you plant nothing, if you're just completely flippant about it, then weeds are going to grow, which we call debt. Yes. Let's just be real. So, you know, getting your head right is super important on that. So acknowledge where you're at, get your head right, And now it's time to move.
That's right. Yeah. So get your plan in place, right? And the kind of going back real quick just to your last point, you know, that if you're not farming intentionally, if you're not planting intentionally, weed grows. That's kind of like there's a saying that my mom used to say a lot, and that an idle mind is the devil's playground.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
It's the same thing, right? So if you're not planting, right, to harvest what you want, the result that you want, then yeah, you're just gonna have a bunch of weeds, and a lot of problems that are mm-hmm. gonna be caused in that place. But in order to plant and have the results that you want, you want to make sure that you have a plan in place. You want to write down what you want to achieve and set timeline for each item.
Yes. And I think there's power in writing things down. At least that's been the case for me personally. When I have a real, really important goal, I'll write it down, or I'll create a little thing in my computer and print it. And I will put it in a place where I see it every single day, because I want to make sure that my focus is constantly being drawn back to that thing. And a lot of it is, who am I and who do I want to be and what steps do I need to take to align with that? So remember, again, though, to focus on what you do daily when you're determining changes that need to be made. So don't think, man, I'm not going to overspend. Okay, well, what are you overspending on? Mm-hmm. And then focus on that. No. But if you need some specifics about getting back to the basics, you're going to love this one. Get a budget. Mm-hmm. You need a budget to manage your spending. If you're not being intentional, it's going to sneak away from you.
Yeah. This last week I was in front of, a lot of youths, a lot of teenagers talking about budgeting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was telling them was, and I asked them, does anybody know what a calendar is? And of course they're like, yeah, we all know what a calendar is. So it's like, why do you use a calendar? Right. And it's to make sure that you're using your time well, right? We all have the same 24 hours every day, mm-hmm. right? And people choose to use those 24 hours in different ways. And that's largely what determines their success in life, mm-hmm. right? And with money, it's the same thing. It's a resource. And that budget allows you to make sure that you are using each one of those dollars well.
Mm-hmm. So if you need, again, budget, the next one would be savings, and then planning for future expenses. You've got to break those long-term goals into action steps you could take for the next 30 days. Okay, so we're not asking you to change your next year yet. It's about small steps. So, for example, if you buy coffee daily and you're trying to get your budget down, commit to just making it at home for the next 30 days. Not long term, just for 30 days. If your goal is increasing savings, determine how much you need to save in the next 30 days. Focus small. Determine how you're going to celebrate when you successfully meet your 30-day goal before you even start your 30 days too. And back when I was eating healthy, we would talk about how don't give yourself treats of food because you're not a dog. That was kind of the comment we made. But if your goal is financial savings, don't necessarily plan a trip to Disney when you've made it 30 days. Okay. Yeah. But think of something small, like maybe after 30 days of not buying your coffee, you get to go buy a coffee.
Right.
And you get to enjoy it with friends, because again, we've all talked about how experiences are most important. So plan that in the front. But again, many would say, and I've read this many times, that habits take about 4 weeks to set in. So you're really just helping yourself develop positive habits in small snippets. So each month, pick something that you're going to focus on, and you may continue something. So maybe after 30 days, you realize, man, I really like making my coffee at home. I like taking a few minutes to do that. And if you do, then continue that and think of something else that you can throw into the pie to help yourself financially.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, finding little enjoyment in the new skill, right? And just from just having to do something different, right? If you're mm-hmm. having to all of a sudden, make your coffee at home or prepare your meals, you might meal plan and mm-hmm. find that you really enjoy cooking, or maybe you really enjoy a certain aspect of it. So you might invite a friend over to who enjoys the other parts of it, mm-hmm. And I have a friend who weirdly enough, enjoys, washing dishes. So anytime that I want to cook, I'm just like, hey, you want to come over?
Free food. You get to wash my dishes. Exactly. And they love it probably.
Yeah.
And you're building that community and you're sharing your life with others, which is something we know many find joy in. So remember, you got to keep feeding yourself with education and coaching throughout this process too. So again, keep your goals where you can see them. They are your why. That's why it's important to write them down. Okay. And if your why is big enough, the how usually works itself out. Mm-hmm. So if my why means enough to me, the steps I need to take to get there aren't going to feel like traps. They're not going to feel like I'm being locked in. They're going to feel like they're freedom, because they're bringing me to what I really want.
Right.
What I want most, not what I want right this second. So remember, you don't have to feel like doing things. You got to lead your body, lead your heart, lead your mind. So what comes next after you've created your plan and you're getting that in place? Reevaluate and repeat. So at every 30-day mark, figure out what you're going to take into the next 30 days and then reflect on your wins and your challenges from the last 30 days.
Yeah. So did you realize that you didn't mind making coffee at home or eating it or taking it at work? Well, keep it up. Mm-hmm. Now, did you realize that your savings goal was too aggressive maybe? Well, reevaluate your goal and adjust the timeline.
And if you've tackled one of your challenges that you wanted to tackle, what's the next challenge that you're going to focus on? You know, if you've gotten really good at creating your budget, awesome. Maybe it's time to focus on your savings and seeing some extra room there, or how to handle that savings now that you have the budget and you have some margin, mm-hmm. being intentional with that too. When you find that you've got a challenge you didn't anticipate, that's okay. It's going to happen. Add it into the plan for the next month.
Yeah.
But I can't reiterate enough, it's the small things. None of us go out and ruin our finances, typically, very uncommon, in one choice. It's those small steps, just like gaining weight. Mm-hmm. I'm at a weight that I'm not used to and I'm working on it, but I didn't get here in one day. I didn't get here from one choice. Mm-hmm. I got here from a series of choices. You can unwind in a series of choices too, from where you've gotten to financially.
Yeah.
You just got to be diligent to take it one step at a time. And that's why this 30 day idea is, I've got a goal for the next 30 days. Yes, I've got my long-term goals, but I've got this 30 days to focus on. So it's not so overwhelming.
Yeah. And one of the things that I would definitely caution is that, because you're doing these 30-day goals, is, you know, don't let up on that, because mm-hmm. I've talked to many, many folks, many couples that say, you know, we were living off of one paycheck and using the other paycheck to just pay debt. And then after we, you know, pay the debt off, then we've figured out we had all this free cash flow, and all of a sudden, you know, living off of two paychecks, while it should be easy because we were so comfortable with one, now we're using all of it and mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like we're making much more at all.
Mm-hmm. That can happen a lot of times. So definitely want to make sure you think long-term also, even once you've finished a goal. Good point mm-hmm. there. And then the last thing is, know when it's time to get help. If you're struggling to stay the course, or you can't even figure out which goal to focus on or which habit to focus on, get some help. It's there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
You know, if my car breaks down, I'm not going to feel bad about calling a mechanic.
Absolutely.
I've got to get some tires replaced. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one, you don't have the tools, you don't have the know-how, right? So going to the mechanic is the right option there. And it's the same with your finances, right? If we don't have the know-how, we don't have the tools, if we don't have the will, skill, or time, then it's probably the best answer is to go to an advisor, go to a financial coach who will be able to look at your blind spot, who will be able to create an accurate assessment of where you are, and then guide you in those next best steps.
Yeah. So if you find you're struggling to stay that course, again, don't feel shame. We're not going to sit in the room and tell you, oh, wow, I've never seen one as bad as you.
Yeah.
I doubt you're even close to the worst we've seen. So we've talked a lot about, you know, again, how to get unstuck today. And we did talk about feeding your mind. So for my two cents, I want to share a little book that I read and a quote out of it. James Clear has this book called Atomic Habits. And in that book, he said, success is the product of daily habits, not once in a lifetime transformations. And that's so true. The beginning of the book, he talks about a racing team. They were a bike racing team, and how instead of focusing on the athletes and their skill, because they're obviously world-class athletes, they focused on things like their uniforms, their beds, their training schedule. Did it leave enough time for rest for their muscles to rebound? You know, those little things that you would think maybe don't matter in the big scheme of things, they were huge. And this became a leading team when it had struggled for years.
Yeah.
So it's all about those small things. So what daily habits could you reevaluate and change to help yourself be more financially independent next year compared to where you are today? So that book was called Atomic Habits. I thought it was a wonderful book when I read it.
Go ahead.
I will say it's all about those little bitty things.
Mm-hmm. And when your car is in a rut, getting wood planks provides support to help the wheels get traction. Right. So when you're in a financial rut, getting a financial coach may be the support that you need to help you gain traction. So you can check out our show notes for links to our team and ways that you can find that support.
thank you guys so much for joining us on Talking Sense. I hope you've learned something about helping yourself get out of those ruts that'll be able to apply to your lives. Join us on our next episode when we talk about 3 financial goals for 2022. Thanks for listening to the Talking Sense podcast. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Gen Wealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Genwealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.